From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. To many, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez had begun to seem immovable. He defied the expectations of Washington pundits, staying in his job even under heavy pressure from lawmakers of both parties. Today's announcement that he is leaving brought applause from Democrats. His friend and boss, President Bush, applauded the Attorney General's record. The president has tapped Solicitor General Paul Clement to be acting Attorney General, but he has not yet put forward a permanent successor to Gonzalez. In a few minutes, NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg will discuss how tough it'll be to get that nominee confirmed. But first, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on today's events.
For months, people in Washington used the phrase "dead man walking" to describe Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. As his problems continued to grow, pundits predicted that Gonzalez would step down in April, then June, then July. But the attorney general seemed determined to stay put, even as other top officials left the Justice Department in droves. Then came this morning's surprise announcement.
Yesterday, I met with President Bush and informed him of my decision to conclude my government service as Attorney General of the United States, effective as of September 17, 2007.
Gonzalez spoke for less than 2 minutes and didn't take any questions. As the son of migrant workers and the only one of 8 children to attend college, Gonzalez said he had lived the American dream.
Even my worst days as Attorney General have been better than my father's best days.
Gonzalez didn't give a reason for his departure or explain the timing. President Bush was more blunt. He said Gonzalez decided to resign after months of unfair treatment that created a harmful distraction at the Justice Department.
It's sad that we live in a time when a talented and honorable person like Alberto Gonzalez is impeding from doing important work because his good name was dragged through the mud for political reasons.
In fact, lawmakers were more unified in their opposition to Gonzalez than they've been about most issues in recent years. When Gonzalez appeared in hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee, only one Republican came to his defense. More than half of the Senate moved to hold a no-confidence vote in the attorney general. Even conservative Republican Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma said back in April that he thought Gonzalez should step down.
To me, there has to be consequences to accepting responsibility, and I believe the best way to put this behind us is your resignation.
Alberto Gonzalez was friends with President Bush from their days together back in Texas. He came to Washington as White House counsel and was controversial early on. He played a major role in crafting interrogation and detention policies for suspected terrorists. As the first Latino to serve as attorney general, he fought for expanded presidential power in domestic spying and the USA Patriot Act. The scandal that started his downfall was about the dismissal of U.S. attorneys. Gonzalez was unable to explain why and how several prosecutors were fired. Some of the prosecutors said they believed they were let go because they wouldn't make law enforcement decisions based on politics. One of them was David Iglesias of New Mexico. He told NPR Gonzalez did not insulate law enforcement officers from partisan pressure.
I remember him telling us at a U.S. attorney's conference 2 years ago that we work for the president. And we looked around the room and said, no, we work for the people. We're law enforcement officers. We're not political operatives.
As Congress's investigation continued, Gonzalez's troubles intensified. One of his top aides said she illegally hired career prosecutors based on their political affiliations. Some senators accused Gonzalez of lying under oath about the president's domestic spying program. Members of both parties said he'd lost all credibility. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy flatly told Gonzalez, "I don't trust you." Today, Leahy promised to continue his investigation.
The questions that have been asked about the manipulation, political manipulation of prosecutors, to the extent those questions haven't been answered, I will still ask them, no matter who the nominee is.
Gonzalez concluded his statement this morning by praising government work and the people who do it.
Public service is honorable and noble, and I am profoundly grateful to President Bush for his friendship and for the many opportunities he has given me to serve the American people.
But that's not exactly the message Gonzalez gave a few weeks ago. In a speech to Justice Department interns, the Attorney General praised public service. But then, according to several people who attended, one intern asked how a Justice Department job can help people who have to pay off massive student loans. Gonzalez replied, "You don't need to spend your career in government. Spend a couple years there, then go make lots of money in the private sector." Gonzalez told the interns that's what he expects to do next. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.